You know them, you love them. The great oldies from the 60s.
That's three in a row, like kind of a triple play, right? Although they didn't throw the ball around the bases in baseball. But let's see. Three in a row. We started off with Tijuana Brass, 1962, The Lonely Bull, as we play songs that were not in the top five in the 60s. They just missed it. Then we've heard 1963, Those Lazy, Crazy, Hazy Days of Summer, Nat King Cole. Oh, what a great song. Boy, I remember that one, 1963. And in that same year, The Crystals, And Then He Kissed Me. Yes, a little bit of Wall of Sound there by the guy who created the Wall of Sound, Phil Spector. Yep, he did that. And, you know, a lot of people think Phil Spector recorded all those great hits in New York City. Well, he actually did it in California at a studio, okay? So there you go. Okay, The Crystals, Then He Kissed Me. Now we have, from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, we have right here, Lou Christie, Two Faces Have I, 1963.
I pretend that I'm happy, but I'm Mr. Blue. I pretend that I'm happy since I lost you.
Yeah, yeah.
Christie up there on the turntable. Two Faces Have I from 63. As we're playing the Missing, the top five. These are all songs that did not make the Billboard charts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. They did make number 6, though. Okay? And so Luke Christie right there. And then that was 63. We move into 1964. Yes, we do. And that was a great year, 64. You know, the Cardinals won the World Championship. They beat the Yankees, didn't they? Yes. Dodgers had won the year before they beat the Yankees in 63. They swept. Being a Dodger fan, I'm happy about that. Yes. The Four Seasons had a big hit in 1964. It didn't make the top five, but it's a good one. It's called Ronnie.
Just like
right, you heard two right there, Four Seasons and Ronnie from 64. And also from 64, Pretty Little Ditty, The Reflections, Just Like Romeo and Juliet. The Reflections. Lead singer Tony McCall recalls that none of the group responded positively to the song when songwriter Freddie Gorman first sang it for them. McCall relates, it just didn't sound like much with him, Gorman, playing a little piano backup. The Reflections recorded the vocal for the track several weeks later at the RCA recording studio in Chicago. According to McCall, the group's members still regarded the song as somewhat of a joke. Well, while running through the song prior to the recording session, they ad-libbed a falsetto, doot-doot-doot, okay, doot-doot-doot. I guess that's how it sounds, the hook line that you hear in the song. I certainly don't sound like it. That's kind of an irreverent mimicry of Gorman's vocal style when he pitched them the song, the group. The group was surprised when Gorman added that line to the song's vocal arrangement, and that's what you heard. Just Like Romeo and Juliet, The Reflections, with lots of doot-doot-doot in the song. Okay. All right, we're going to move along now. 1964 had another great one that missed the top five, and it's before Dionne Warwick. We have two in a row here. Dave Clark 5 and then Dionne Warwick. I'll give you the titles after we play them.
Walk on by. Stop. Walk on by.
Okay, right there, Glad All Over, Dave Clark 5, yep, 1964. And then Walk On By, Dionne Warwick 2, that missed the top 5. And that's what we're doing here on Soundtrack of the 60s this time. We're playing Missing the Top 5, songs that didn't make it to the charts, Billboard charts top 5. Okay, they were number 6. Now we'll go to Little Anthony and the Imperials. I wonder how tall Little Anthony is. Anyway, Going Out of My Head, 1964.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you. So badly, I can't think of anything but you. And I think I'm going out of my head, 'cause I can't explain the tears that I shed over you. Just walk past me, you don't even know that I exist. Going out of my head, over you. Out of my head, over you. Out of my head, day and night, night and day and night. All right, I must be far away.
Little Anthony and the Imperials, Going Out of My Head, did make the top 5. Sorry about that, fellas. But this one, well, it made number 6. And this one by Betty Everett, the famous Shoop Shoop song, It's in His Kiss. This is from 1964.